A reading from Deuteronomy. If there is one among you, anyone in need, a member of your community in any of your towns within the land that the Lord God, your God, is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Be careful that you do not entertain a mean thought, thinking the seventh year, the year of remission, is near, and therefore view your needy neighbor with hostility and give nothing. Your neighbor might cry to the Lord against you, and you would incur guilt. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so, for on this account the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind, and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your right hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. A reading from Mark. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Open our hands, Lord. 27 bones, 54 altogether, and they are extraordinarily important to us. And then if you walk into a classroom of any elementary, maybe even middle school, and you look at the class rules, which are often posted, you'll see the first two will read something like this. keep your hands to yourself and raise your hand to speak. We use our hands to talk with. This means, I need a ride. This, hello or goodbye. This is, or variations on that theme, go away. Peace. Call me. I love you. Stop. In Roman times, in the gladiator tournaments, this meant life. This meant death. Everything's okay. Silence. We point. Something's over there. Or we raise our hand to say, I'll volunteer. I'll do that. A handshake seals a deal. And we can curse with our hands. I won't do any of those. We can hurt and kill others with our hands. We create with them. We play with them. We work with them. With them we give. With them we take. And when we break them, we are suddenly aware of how much we are dependent upon our hands, because then we are dependent on the hands of others. Open our hands, Lord. Open them to serve you.